Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
7:13 now on Moody Radio Cleveland. Going to be a decent day today, high 57 degrees, but don't get too used to it, friends. Listen into Ron's full forecast to find out your snowy week ahead of you. 7:13 now, and joining us live as they do each week this half hour is our good friends Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Thanks for coming back, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, do you ever encounter couples that have stresses and fights because they have different expectations of each other? Has it ever happened?
Every day.
Right. In your life, or?
Have you guys ever encountered that personally?
Well, I think I think every couple has disagreements throughout the whole day. It's a matter of how you handle them. Mm-hmm. The person that we had get in touch with us this time was really asking a question about, you know, how do you have there's differences in how we express love in our marriage.
Uh-huh.
And they're really asking how do you handle that if it's really different, and if you really don't get it, how do you do that?
That's a really tough one, you guys, because some people express love with hugs and kisses, and some people express love by, here, you know, if you clean the house, I really want to feel loved.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Well, and you know, we're all familiar with the five love languages. Let's go through them really quickly. They're words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, receiving gifts, and quality time. We know those, and, you know, we hear about them all the time. We talk about them quite often. But the thing I think I want to start with is just the importance that certainly that we employ each of those in our marriage, but that we, you know, that no one goes into marriage, we shouldn't go into marriage thinking that it's just about the physical aspects of making love and touching. It's not just that. There's going to be times when we're called in our marriage to have to be sacrificial to one another. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something like during a pregnancy or having a new baby or not getting sleep or surgery or an injury. And so we want for people to recognize that there's many ways that we can express our love to one another, and it doesn't have to just be in the physical aspect.
What are your love languages in your marriage? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
I think mine are probably words of affirmation. Joe is one, though, who he is a great servant in terms of sacrificially serving not just me but our whole family, and I do appreciate that very much. I think if I were married to somebody who were selfish and just wanted to do their own thing, I think it would be a really tough marriage.
Mom, I thought you were service.
I do like acts of service, but I also feel like, I guess I like to be appreciated. You know, I don't feel like I need a lot of, like, fanfare, but I do appreciate being appreciated.
Well, that's a really good answer,
Cindy.
I think
that often comes in words of affirmation.
I really like that answer. That's great. Good job.
He's affirming you.
sorry, Mom.
Thanks for those words of affirmation, Brian.
Sure.
That's great.
And so now, how should husbands and wives go about navigating this? If it's not just about physical intimacy, how can they begin to, in a healthy way, really express love to one another in a way the other receives it?
Absolutely. Great question. I think Cindy did a great job. They're just talking about the physical aspect of love, but it's multidimensional, isn't it? And when I think of love, of course, I mean, love should be expressed. The first thoughts that come to my mind are just the importance of sacrificial love in your wife. And, of course, that flows out of Ephesians 5:25, where it says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And, of course, this is a reference to sacrificial, unconditional type of love. And I believe every other responsibility that a husband has for his wife flows out of this responsibility to love his wife unconditionally at all times. And so, I think the best way to illustrate this is to give it a real life illustration here. And I can tell you that I recall that when my father was in his last days on earth due to his lung cancer, I saw my mother loving my dad in what could only be described as sacrificial. And clearly there was no physical relationship going on at this point in their lives. Mm-hmm. He was totally dependent on her to feed him, to change him, and sacrificially care for him. And she did. did it very well. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, was a perfect example of what sacrificial love is all about. I know in your last segment there, they kind of talked around the idea of serving one another. And, you know, again, I don't know if that's the right phrase to be actually tripping over. I think the word to be talking about is how can we demonstrate sacrificially loving one another. And out of that flows a desire to serve your spouse, to speak words of affirmation, to do those five love languages that should be coming out of just love for each other. But that's not going to happen unless there is initially a sacrificial love for one another. And so I think, you know, a reality check for us today, Brian and Kathleen, would be, I mean, you can work out all you want. You can take all the medication that you want and or just to make you feel better about things. But what's going to make your lovemaking better is not another blue pill. What's going to make it better is just being totally committed to one another. And I don't know if I can get a witness for that, but the reality is that this is the cornerstone of every healthy marriage relationship. It's just being in this marriage for the long haul, mm-hmm. and desiring to serve one another as Christ loved the church.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to the person listening who is driving along maybe and just saying, wow, you know, I don't feel loved by my spouse? How do you even bring it up to your spouse that you don't feel like you're being loved the way you need to be?
Right. Well, I was just going to say, I think we need to be open with each other, mm-hmm. and not to be, I always like to say, let's discuss it, not demand it. And I think that's what a lot of people do. They get kind of on their high horse and are like, well, you never this and you never that. And, you know, I'm lonely and I'm missing this part of our marriage. And I think we have to be really careful of that. And we can be careful of that by being a student of our spouse. And I would say we would do that by not being lazy and just saying, you know, oh, well, it is what it is. And by the way, I just detest that phrase when I hear people say, you know, well, our marriage is, you know, it is what it is. No, it can be better.
Yeah. That's right.
But you can't be lazy about it. You have to be proactive. You have to be purposeful. You have to be intentional. And you have to be willing. You have to be willing and if you will, ever ready to meet the needs of your spouse when you are watching and being aware of what they need and what they desire.
Yeah. Great advice again this week. Joe, you want to throw something in there?
I was just going to say, you know, just get back to your question, Brian. I mean, the number one question that we need to be asking ourselves is your spouse assured of your love and your commitment to one another, to mm-hmm. each other? And I would say for that guy driving down the road now or your wife, you know, heading to work or whatever, you know, your spouse needs to hear those words from you, you know, that you are in this marriage for the long haul, that you're committed to one another because I love you so much. I guarantee you that, you know, that's going to change the complexion of your whole marriage relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, ask yourself the question, when was the last time you said that to your spouse? Now, you don't say those things just to improve your sex life, although that won't hurt. I can guarantee that. But, I mean, the reality is that people just need to know that they are loved by the most important person on earth, and that's your spouse. So.
Yeah, and I love the word assured. Who of us would not want to have that total assurance?
Yeah.
No, amen to that. It's 7:22. We got to run. But hey, Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week this half hour with wonderful advice for your marriage in their My Marriage Matters segment. You can actually send them questions if you want us to cover a topic or learn more online. So how can they do that, you guys?
We would love for them to come to Facebook at My Marriage Matters. And we have something there daily for them at about 9:00 in the morning, just a little something to talk about or think about. And if they have a question, come to our website at joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com and email us through there.
All right, you guys. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks so much.
Bye-bye.